Music fans of a certain age may welcome the resurgence of the LP record, but in at least one place, records never went away. The Minneapolis Music Shop on 4th Avenue, south of downtown, known by the once unseemly name The Electric Fetus, is celebrating 50 years this weekend with a 1st Avenue show, in-store concerts, and even donuts. I'm Minnesota Public Radio reporter Tim Nelson with this look back at a half century of rock and roll, smoking paraphernalia, and scandal. That sounds like the creaking wooden door to a former hardware store, but it's also a portal. Back to the age of Aquarius, the smell of incense, and the thump of a diamond needle on vinyl. It's the front door to the Electric Fetus, arguably the state's counterculture capital. At one point, even part of the name, Fetus, was too risque to print in ads, according to one history of the shop. It turns 50 on Sunday.
The start of the store was, you know, my dad and a few friends, and they just knew that there was like a niche missing in the community, and they had a love for music, and they just wanted to make it happen.
That's Stephanie Covart-Meyering, daughter of Keith Covart, who helped open the first iteration near the University of Minnesota's West Bank campus. It moved in 1974 to its current location at Franklin and 4th Avenues. Meyering and her husband Aaron own it now. She started literally on the ground floor, cleaning the toilets at one point. They're now keepers of the flame.
There's a test of work in the music department. Honestly, I don't even know if I could pass the whole thing. And we don't want anyone to pass everything, but it's just kind of like a base on what you know and how we can make like a good group of people here.
And here includes about as much recorded music as you can find anywhere in the real world. From used copies of obscure jazz recordings to vinyl practically hot off the press. It's the epitome of what its most famous customer, Prince, fondly called the Recosto. That's a moniker you can buy here, printed on a t-shirt, by the way. Bob Fuchs is manager.
There have been some ups and downs, that's for sure. And boy, that period of about the year 2000 where you started to have iTunes and Amazon and the online competition's been difficult, but we've tried to have a business based on service.
And it's a business that has changed dramatically. It was once just knickknacks, pipes, and records, 50 bins of LPs at one point. It got down to about 2 bins of vinyl among rows and rows of CDs around the turn of the century. Now it's about a 50-50 mix again. But it's not just business either. The creaky wooden shop floor was one of the last public sightings of Prince on a record store day just before he died. It's a regular stop for musicians playing their new releases live on the tiny stage in the back, and local bands have practically formed in the aisles. Its colorful history even includes running afoul of the Minneapolis police for posting nude caricatures of Richard and Pat Nixon and a hippie version of the American flag. Store managers have offered free LPs to naked customers and made regular, not always sly, references to marijuana culture. Andrea Swenson, host of the local show on Minnesota Public Radio's The Current, worked there and says it remains a cornerstone for the local music scene.
You know, I actually got my key to open the store in the mornings. It used to be Slugs of Atmospheres. There's just this lineage of artists that really treasure the space and hang out there, and it's definitely like a community vibe.
Greg Tomala, a customer from Northeast Minneapolis, has counted himself a member of that community since the Electric Fetus opened. He remembers buying Cream's Disraeli Gears album there, issued back in 1967.
Well, it smells wonderful when you walk in, first of all. They generally have what you're looking for. The guys behind the counter are quite knowledgeable, and I can still find things that is exciting from the old days, reissues and new music. So it's a nice collection.
And it's being celebrated with sales all this week, a First Avenue show on Saturday night, and an in-store celebration on Sunday. Tim Nelson, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.